was, Mom said, I won't make you learn to sew. So to this day, just because my mother told me I didn't have to sew, I don't sew. And but then still the cooking, and anybody that cooks knows about yeast. It doesn't take very much at all. Very small amount. Doesn't have to be real big. Doesn't have to be a whole lot. Just a very little amount. Second factor, the penetrating force. The penetrating force of that small amount of leaven. And the third, the effect of that small amount of leaven on the entire lump of the dough. And so you have, all you need is just a little bit. So a beautiful picture in what Jesus Christ is doing. The leaven of the Pharisees is the evil of legalism. In other words, what is the leaven of the Pharisees? The leaven of the Pharisees is trying to be blessed by the Lord your God, trying to be delivered by the Lord your God by keeping the law. That's the leaven. The legalism of the law. Keeping the law. Instead of simply trusting God, the Abrahamic covenant, they wanted to keep the law, and if we keep the law, then God will deliver. And that's the picture of staying away from the leaven. So therefore, no leaven. And they were not to use the law to earn or deserve or be saved or delivered by God. 7 days you shall eat with it unleavened, you shall not eat with it unleavened, you shall eat with it unleavened bread. This is a celebration that we're talking about, lasted 1 week, with the Passover being a one-day celebration that began the whole thing. The bread of affliction. Well, there you have a title. The bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste. The bread of affliction is a title for the communion bread. We have already seen what? It is called the bread. We've seen this in our study of Jeremiah in trying to take a look what was Christ doing when he came from the Passover to the Lord's table. John has the longest account of the upper room discussion, and yet he's the only one that doesn't put in when the communion took place, when he took the cup and the bread. We have it recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Do not have it in John. Even Paul will give us a recording of the words, but John doesn't. And yet if we study John, we get a pretty good picture. As I told you, I think it was in chapter 14 where he was encouraging them. And why did they need to be encouraged? Because they were in mourning, they were in fear, they were hurting because Christ had just told them he was going to have to die. So we see this called the bread of mourning. And so what you would do with the bread of mourning, with somebody, you recall, if somebody that you knew and somebody they loved, their husband, their wife, their parent, the child, died, what you would do is you would go over to their house that night, and you'd have a little bag, and you would take your bag, and you wouldn't have 2 loaves of bread, you'd have 1 loaf of bread, and you'd sit next to your friend, and you'd break that bread. This is in Jeremiah. You'd break that bread. And you break the bread and hand them part of the bread that you brought. And the breaking of the bread, and it said, I'm sharing with you your mourning. I'm sharing with you your... Now look what we have here. The bread of affliction. So here we have the bread of affliction. I'm sharing with you your affliction. I'm sharing with you your mourning. That was the Jewish custom that they would do. Now, what we're not going to have here, but we did in the Jeremiah, what was the cup? You remember. The cup was the cup of...